by Kilara Celebrity Recording! Yay! Wow! Wow! So much energy! Wow! Thank you! Wow! 300 people came to Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo! Wow! Thank you! Arena! Arena Seki! Yay! Yay! Front line! Yay! Wow! Thank you so much, people! So much energy! So, this is live recording at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most exciting places in Tokyo. And it is November 6th, Tuesday, 2 p.m. in Japan. And this show is live recorded every Tuesday for 1 hour from 2 p.m. and released on the podcast the next day. From the world classic restaurant Hard Rock Cafe, Tokyo, of the most international city in Japan, Sweet Wasabi will provide internationally hot topics related with Japan and up-to-date information, event information with international guests. Well, so guys, thank you very much for coming. This is Kilara Sen. It's kind of sad news. I caught a cold last weekend. Yeah, and do you know the Japanese old saying, baka wa kaze hikanai? The stupid never gets cold, never catch a cold.
Yeah.
So, if it is correct, because I caught a cold, I'm not stupid. But I was like, really? Because, you know, after we got grown up, catching cold means you are stupid. Like, you can't control your self-management. I don't know. Anyways, it's already November, end of the year this year, minasan, everybody. Yeah. Christmas decoration is started all over the Japan or all over the world. You know, but to be honest, you know, let me make sure, you know, Christmas is the birthday celebration of the Jesus Christ, right? Right? But now it's getting more like economic season, so a lot of people pay money to celebrate his birthday. But look at Jesus Christ. He's been sleeping on the cross for thousands of years. He doesn't do anything, but he got a lot of money. So I think he should be the first Jewish millionaire. Yeah, come on. I smell stronger. Yeah, guys, so today I forgot to bring speaker for audience. What do you drink? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What is this? It seems very nice cocktail. What is it? What is it? Blue something. Is it alcohol?
Alcohol.
Wow. Guys, it's 2 p.m. Still 2 p.m. And the guy is wearing a suit. It means he should be businessman. But now he can drink alcohol. He is the winner. Yes. Wow. Did you finish your work already? Good. I'm always wondering if it is okay to drink non-alcohol beer during working in the office. Dame? But it's not alcohol,
right?
Oh, he has second business. So the audience who should be a salaryman has his second business. He's running another business, and he said in his office all you can drink coffee and beer. Very contrasted, right? Beer and coffee. One is awakening you, but beer is getting you drunk, right? That's interesting. Right. Yeah, but coffee and the beer is my favorite drink. Yeah, both of them. I love them. So anyways, it's November, and as I told you in the last episode, 11月, November is called Samurai, the month of Samurai. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Speaking of Samurai, I just remembered one thing. That is, I just visited Kyoto a few months ago, and you know, Kyoto is very, very beautiful city. But in Kyoto, there are sometimes a very interesting American tourists.
Yeah.
Who's like, who always point at the statue of samurai and yelling like, hey, look at the statue, this is the statue of Tom Cruise! They built the statue of the last samurai! No! No! It's been built much more before! Yeah, I love Americans. I love American though. Yeah. And, but speaking of Kyoto, Kyoto people is said very sarcastic, very hinikuya-san. Oh, you're from Kansai area.
Yes.
You should know the difference, right? Yeah. So, for example, this is a very good example. One day I was on the Shinkansen from Kyoto to Osaka, and in the same car, there are very noisy school trip students, and also three teachers from different prefectures of Kansai, Western Japan. One is from Nara, and one is from Osaka, and one is from Kyoto. Okay, Nara teacher was just like Buddha statue. Calm down, everybody calm down. Just like Buddha statue, you know? But Osaka teacher, he was like, shut up! But I love you. Just crazy. Just like Donald Trump. I love you, I love you, I hate you. Just like Donald Trump. And the Kyoto teacher was very sarcastic, like, oh, you look so energetic. So why don't you run to Osaka by yourself? Sarcastic, whoa! Yeah. And there's one more thing that is very interesting for me, that in the western part of Japan, they stand on the right side of the escalator. But here in Tokyo, we stand on the left side of the escalator. It's very interesting. And I wanted to know, where is the switching point? And I set up the hypothesis. That is, guys, please imagine. So from Tokyo to Osaka, the official position we stand on the escalator is slightly moving to right, a little by little. So Tokyo, Odawara, Hamamatsu, it's moving to right a little by little. So if it is correct, the middle point, Hamamatsu City, they should stand on the middle of the escalator. And I did. And soon later, I noticed one lady standing behind me, and she was from Kyoto. How did you know that? Because she told me, you are standing very confidently like samurai. So why don't you do harakiri by yourself? Ah, Kyoto people, very scary. All right, anyway, so today we have very, very special guest from the United States. So I want to spend more time to talk with him. Let's move on to the next segment, that is International Japan Hot Topics. In this segment, I pick a topic about Japan, internationally known, which may be sometimes controversial, and share ideas with a guest and enjoy the different perspectives and share ideas. So today, it's going to be very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. All right, let me introduce today's guest. He is a trainer and actor, songwriter from California, and he appeared in Godzilla movie, the episode of Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah. He is very, very famous guy, and today's topic is Japanese movie and the Godzilla. All right, please welcome Robert!
People here.
Yes, so many people here.
323 people. Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, we are さすが very 細かい how
attentive
detailed. You're very detailed person.
I'm from Osaka though, so from California and Osaka, so I don't know. You just said that people shut up a lot, so maybe
yeah, but it should be the difference should be like New York and California, right?
Tokyo and New York are the same, and Osaka and California are the same.
Really?
Pretty close. Californians, they like gags, they like jokes, and so Osaka loves their jokes. Yoshimoto and stuff like that.
Tokyo's
a little more quiet, a little more colder.
Uh-huh.
So when I come to Tokyo back and forth every month, so it's a little bit different. Like you said with the escalator, Americans, they stand in the middle of the escalator everywhere, so it doesn't matter.
You are right. You are right. They don't care where to stand.
This is my escalator. This is my step. Get off of it. So they don't care. Yeah.
I love America.
I love America too. I love Japan too. Yeah.
But yeah. We really want to talk about Japanese movie, but I think I'm familiar with your voice.
Okay.
And please introduce yourself a little bit more.
Well, my voice is probably, I do a lot of voice work too, but anyway, I'm originally from California. Uh-huh. I've been living in Osaka off and on for many years, and I came here as a baseball player. I played for the Nankai Hawks for a year.
Nankai Hawks?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, and then they changed it to Daiei, and so my contract was up in 1 year, but yeah.
The audience is from Kansai, desu yo ne?
The director was Mr. Sugiura. You know Sugiura? Yeah. He was the manager, the kantoku-san. Yeah, he was the kantoku. So it's still Osaka Kyujo. It's still the Osaka Stadium there. It's not there anymore, but yeah. I was young when I came. So I came here when I was only 21 years old. So it's only been 29. So I'm not 50 yet. I'm 40, my 40s still. So yeah, so still very young. Peachy boy.
Yeah, you look very peachy. Yeah, I see.
And all boobs too.
So. His chest is moving.
My chest is moving. Can you do it?
Boy,
it's moving. You're using your hands. Yeah.
My G cup is moving. Sorry, I told lies. Okay. I told lies. Sorry.
It's okay. I think I'm an H cup. So.
You are bigger. Yes, you have bigger teeth. Yeah. It's true. Right.
And so I came here and I played baseball, but it changed. The team owners changed, and so my contract was only 1 year. I went back to America and I got my PhD in exercise sports and sciences.
Wow. In here?
In America, USC.
In America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
University of Southern California.
Uh-huh.
And so I went back, and then I teach mental training and body conditioning, Pilates and stuff like that. So I came back to Japan because I knew that I was called to come to Japan because when I was a child, I lived in Southern California, and Disneyland is really close.
Uh-huh.
And my father's company is an egg company, and we sold eggs to Disneyland.
Eggs. Can be sold at Disney.
Eggs, yeah.
Like so, for restaurants?
Oh yeah. All the stores in Disney. Yeah, all the small
for
restaurants.
For attractions?
Yes. For attractions, they want to throw at people when they get up to jet coasters. No, to eat the food.
Uh-huh.
And so I would get to go to Disneyland for free all the time. I could go anytime I wanted to because it's a cow passer. So I went maybe every second week. I went for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
So I met a lot of Asians there when I was there. And so in these, 70s, 80s, and mostly Japanese people, I think, because mostly adults. And so they came up, they wanted to take a picture of me because I was very cute. Yeah.
In the 70s and 80s, it's just the stereotype of Japanese people just hanging the camera around.
Yeah, they love cameras, and they had glasses.
Glasses.
They love to take pictures.
Yeah.
So that was the image. And so they took a lot of pictures of me. I was a very cute kid when I was a child. So let's take a picture. Okay. One day a young boy came up and said, I'm Japanese. And so about the same age. And so I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, someday I want to go to Japan. So I guess it's kind of destiny that I came. And so I scouted out his baseball. I came, went back only 1 year, but I came back. And now I've been teaching, exercise, mental training to amateurs, housewives, and also Olympic athletes and professional athletes as well. So.
Wow. Amazing. amazing.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And I am good at what I did. I used to be a player, and so I'm not what they call a paper driver. I'm someone who actually did it at a professional level.
Yeah.
And I've been to Europe, I've been to America, I've been to Japan, all over Asia. And so I've seen all the different types of you know, exercises and ways that they
teach. So have you ever trained famous Japanese athletes too?
A few. There are a few names that I cannot mention. Professional baseball players, yes. I work with a couple ex-professional baseball players who played for Keen Tets and also Hanshin.
Wow.
And we do a clinic in Osaka.
Yeah.
So we teach young boys who are very good. Little league, but they're good enough to become the pro level.
Elite.
So they're elite. Four or five of the baseball players from Koshien that just went with Tony, they're actually my original students.
And
so a lot of my students are very powerful now, and so it's very good for me.
Of schools for baseball players.
Japan needs to get better at doing it from a young level, because in America, even with the Daigo, with the major leagues, they have minor leagues. Japan has major and minor, but then they're pretty much done. In America, they have 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, and then college, and then they have from there as well. So they're finding, and their scouts are looking for kids who are even in the grade school who might someday be a huge success. And so that's why the you know, they have some great players from Japan, like Ichiro and Matsui, who came. But there's still very few. But mostly Americans and Mexicans, Canadians, Cubans, a lot of them, they come over, and there are many, many good players because they've been raising them from young child.
Wow, interesting. Wow. My high school's baseball was very weak because my high school was a little more studying.
Well, did you do any sports?
I used to do basketball. I used to play basketball, but not so seriously. And I broke my back.
Playing basketball? No,
maybe because of my childhood custom. Like, maybe I've been studying so hard for very long time.
Studying?
Because my posture was very bending like this. Okay. So maybe that's why. And basketball. But I love soccer. But there is one, it's kind of controversial and interesting and a very stereotypical thing, though. I love soccer. I love playing soccer. My mom always told me, don't do that boys-like sports. Don't do that. So I asked my mom to let me go to soccer team, the shonen soccer team. Many times, again and again, but she always denied it.
Well, now it's funny because Japan is the number one or two in the world.
So
it's America and Japan always. They're always very strong, especially the women.
So in high school, we have a lot of students from America. I mean, 帰国子女. How do you call it, 帰国子女?
I know, but I cannot get it out right now.
Japanese, but who grew up and stayed in the States, in other countries for a long time.
Well, their father, usually they were abroad.
And a lot of the kind of students came to my high school, and some Japanese girls who were in the States played soccer in club team. So I was like, oh my God,
Strong. Even like Nishikori.
Yeah, Nishikori.
He's really strong, but he's Japanese, but he trained in America.
Yeah.
So using the best of both worlds. America's very good when it comes to coaching. So I think that's a good idea. A lot of athletes who play soccer, they go to Europe to practice. You want to go baseball, basketball, or American football, America is definitely the place to go.
And Naomi Osaka.
Osaka, she's Japanese, but raised in America, so she's really strong.
Maybe.
I was happy for her, though, too. I don't like Serena very much, though.
She's
very cocky,
And I heard that you're in a very famous movie, too.
Yeah.
Not only sports, but also your acting career is very, very fantastic.
Is it fantastic? Is it dangerous? I don't know if it's fantastic.
Flamboyant? I don't know. Yeah. So, what kind of movies were you in?
I was actually, when I was a child, I was in a number of movies as an extra because I was in California.
Okay.
I've been in many Hollywood movies actually as a small part.
Rick?
My friend is also the dentist of Cameron, the Kanto who did Titanic and Avatar. So I got to go see all the stages and stuff where they're making that.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty cool. But anyway, I came back to Japan after playing baseball. I was doing a radio program in Osaka.
Hey.
And one of the special guests on the show was a man named Kazuki Omori, who is the director of many Godzilla movies.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw a little picture of you. You in the picture of Godzilla Kanshasai, Tanjousai.
Oh, yes, Tanjousai is, Godzilla's birthday is actually the same day as the Japan Culture Day.
Oh,
so it's November 3rd. So
November 3rd.
2 days ago, 3 days
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so I come there. I did the countdown. So we started the middle of the night on the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
And exactly 12 o'clock, I count down 10 seconds before, and we have 500 people screaming and laughing and
wow.
applauding his 64th birthday.
Wow.
He's 64 years old now. That's
yeah,
it.
I remember seeing you in a Godzilla movie.
Oh, okay.
Which one?
It was Godzilla versus King Ghidorah.
Yes, Godzilla versus King Ghidorah.
I played the part, an android from the 23rd century, so it's kind of like the Terminator, except I'm supposed to be more, you know, technical than the Terminator, but with the less money than Hollywood, we did. All
Right. That was very funny part.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Android M11, right? So
yes.
you should have been the first ever Android the Japanese people got, right?
Yeah.
Android.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You should have. Yeah.
The first model, right?
Most of them did. I was the first one. My phone is actually on Android too. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, except that they're not my sponsor, so just having to change the Android this thing.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it, and it was such a big role, right?
It's a two-hour movie, and I'm in most of the movie. So
yeah.
So I change into my technology changes into Mecha King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
So I pick up Godzilla, throw him in the ocean.
Yeah.
So I actually saved the world. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
You spoke Japanese in the movie, right?
I spoke English and Japanese in the movie, and
wow.
I spoke Japanese English too, so that people would understand. So I'd say, instead of saying time warp engages, I'd say time warp engaging now.
Yeah. I could hear
so,
it.
My pronunciation is really bad now. So.
Yeah. Maybe a lot of Japanese people learn the English phrase like make my day.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so we did that in my movie too, like Clint Eastwood. He said go ahead and make my day. We had two actors that said go ahead, and then I said make my day. And so it was really good. So Pakuni from Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. And also there are Spielberg, right?
Yes, Spielberg.
Yeah, major Spielberg.
Yeah, so there was a little bit of play on everything, but it's because everybody likes Spielberg, everybody likes the Hollywood movies, and so the director, Mr. Omori, he likes Hollywood too. So it was a kind of a play on the movies, yeah.
Hey, which is first, Jurassic Park and
Godzilla is 64 years old, so Godzilla is the oldest kaiju.
Oldest
but,
kaiju.
But, King Kong is older than Godzilla. King Kong is probably
80
years old.
So. 80 years old? Wow, we have to take care of him.
Yeah, he's getting old, but he's going to fight Godzilla probably 2 years from now. So.
Well, I watched it, but it was when I was a little kid.
Okay, yeah.
So I watched it again.
Oh, nice.
And I was so surprised to see a lot of very famous celebrities performing together.
Yeah.
So how was the shooting like?
It was a lot of fun. I hung out with three or four of them. One thing interesting, there's a man named, I forget his first name, but Sasaki-san. He's the one that played the scientist.
Oh, yeah.
The glasses.
Yes,
his last name is Sasaki. What's his first name? I forget. But anyway, he and I are really good friends. And the thing I really liked about that is his father is one of the original Seven Samurai in the movie.
So
his father was an original samurai.
Hey.
So we talked about old days of the first Godzilla movie, Seven Samurai, and things like that. So it was really a lot of fun. And so even now, I sometimes when I come to Tokyo, we get together and we meet. So 2 days ago, I had lunch with Takarada Akira.
Takarada Akira.
He was in the very first Godzilla movie.
Uh-huh.
He's 84 years old now.
Wow.
And he's still buddy. He's very.
Hey.
He's doing stage plays right now. He goes to America
yeah?
5 or 10 times a year and signs autographs for all the Godzilla
fans. Oh yeah! Wow. So. Godzilla movie. How was the reputation of Godzilla in the States at the time?
In the 60s and 70s, apparently Americans also, mostly boys, watched Godzilla. But I really didn't know that until after I told them I was in a Godzilla movie, and they said, "What? No way! You know, how can you be in a Godzilla? I want to be in a Godzilla." Oh, I think they have a lot. It's very popular in the States.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like Japan. The older men in Japan, some young girls now,
yeah.
but the older men mostly like Godzilla, but they don't really talk about it. In America, they haven't talked about it for a number of years, and now with Legendary and you know other companies looking at them actually making Godzilla movies, everybody's coming out and saying, hey, I loved that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so, very popular now. Legendary has two more movies coming next year and 2 years from now. And it should probably go about as high as Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That would be really good. So I'm trying to get a part in the Godzilla vs. King Kong, which will be 2 years from now. Then with Watanabe Ken, and then I think I'd be pretty cool. So,
Wow. Two very cool Hollywood actors.
Yeah, me and him.
Yeah. Scott and Ken.
Yeah. There you go, Scott and Ken.
Scott and Ken.
Scott Ken. Kensuko.
Kensuko. Kensuko sounds very Japanese English.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of cool. I said, what? You know. I was also in an Ultraman movie. I changed it to Ultra 7.
Yeah.
And I saved the planet from aliens again. So I've saved the world twice already.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's there's a lot of Ultraman series, and so it's a series movie. And so I don't even know which part of the series I'm in, but it's Ultra Neos is the name of the series. And so I play actually a Men in Black. I'm a CIA agent, and I transform into Ultra 7, and then I go and beat up the aliens.
Yeah.
So I was actually an original Men in Black before Will Smith came out, actually. About the same year.
Oh.
So I don't know who copied who, because I don't think the Men in Black was out at the same time.
Yeah.
It was about the same time.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of cool that I was an original Men in Black.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. The funny thing about Godzilla is, more than Japan now, Americans know who I am, because it's very big in America right now.
Mm.
So, after watching the 2014 Godzilla movie, they want to look at the roots of where it came from. And so many people watched my movie. And so every year at Christmas time, they play the Godzilla versus King Ghidorah in America, all over the country.
Wow.
And so I've been to all 50 states doing events now because of Godzilla. Pretty cool, yeah.
Wow, you are truly internationally successful actor.
Success, but I haven't made a lot of money though. I'm not Brad Pitt who makes millions of dollars for everybody. But I have fun, and so I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I do a lot of radio.
Uh-huh.
I do a lot of voice work. And I train people, so that's what all my passion. So my job is my passion, my hobby is my passion, and I make money made with my passion. So I enjoy life.
Do you have holiday?
I don't need one. I like to work out, and so I have a gym in my house, and so I work out at home.
Wow.
I write songs.
So you do musician too?
I write songs, and I'm a singer because people told me I should sing, but I was writing songs more often than singing. But I last 3 years I've been singing a little bit, so yeah.
When did you start music?
4 years ago, I've been writing songs for about 10, 15 years, but I started to play the guitar about 3 years ago.
So much talented.
We'll see.
So you are very much talented, and you have a lot of different professional phases, right?
Yes.
So, but it's getting more popular here in Japan, but that style is not so. Wasn't so popular in Japan, right? Japanese people always think one thing, focusing
right,
on
right,
one thing
right.
is good.
I still think that's important, except that I think the difference between America and Japan is Japanese would concentrate on one thing, and that's all they would do forever. Where if you think of it, if you look at a lot of the famous Americans, actors or anything else, like, I don't know anybody, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, Mel Gibson, they started off as actors, and they had to build their way up, and once they became very famous, they started going in directing, writing, producing. And so,
but in the same area, right?
Yeah, but it's same area, but it's different. And so you start with something that's very good. My background is in health and education. So being in a Godzilla movie, you're talking a big voice, you run around, your stuff, it's healthy. Learning how to sing is also healthy. And so I think everything, even though it sounds a lot different, it's connected somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think what's most important is to find something, you get really good at it, and then branch off from there. Even though it's getting more popular in Japan and America as well, if you do this and this and this and this all at the same time, you become Mikabozu, you quit after a few days, or you become Bimbo Himanashi.
Right.
And then you become Kyo Bimbo. I have a lot of things I can do, but I'm Bimbo Janai. I'm not.
Yeah. What's the difference?
The difference is I stuck with one thing until I started, made it very powerful. I started making money, and when the money came in,
period.
Yeah. And then I started using this amount of money for a different project.
So
I have money coming in from a stable area, and then I can use it somewhere else. I don't worry about money coming in, and it's easier to do the next thing.
So as long as I heard your story, maybe the key is to achieve the professional level in short term.
What you need to do is, if you're going to do something, for instance, I say this every year. At the beginning of the new year, they have a Japanese saying, if you see the first dream that you have in the night, if you see Mount Fuji, or you see a hawk, a bird, you see an eggplant,
Ichifuji
ni taka san nasubi, you know?
Ichifuji?
Ni taka.
Ni taka.
San nasubi, yeah.
What's that?
You're Japanese, how come you don't know? It's when, if you see either Mount Fuji or a hawk, a bird, or an eggplant in the first dream of the new year, you will have a good year.
Oh.
It's a Japanese famous quote.
I have never seen that dream, though.
My feeling is, if you have a plan, for instance, now it's November, if you start planning for the next year now, you set up a plan, you decide what you want to do, you write it down, and then you figure out how you can get it done. Then the first day, you won't just see one of them, you see all three of them in your dream because you have a plan. So that's what I do. I build bodies for a living, and so I have a plan for everybody that I deal with. And So I stay in shape all the time. I can eat anything because I know how to stay in shape. And so if you have a plan, you can get what you want. In Japanese, keizoku wa chikara nari, it's continuing to do something.
Yes.
A little bit at a time. Everybody tries to get the whole thing right now. They want it now. But if they do a little bit every day, then they get better at it. And if you do that, for instance, 3 months, you do for 3 months, you get very good at it, then you can branch off into the next thing, which I think is good.
Yeah.
If you try 10 different things at the same time, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's how I am, and that's how I've always been. So I set a timer for 55 minutes. And when it rings, I take 5 minutes, and whatever I'm doing, doesn't matter. I stop, and I practice the guitar first time.
So I got a question. How many years did you take to learn Osaka Ben?
Suguya.
You said Japanese wa? 3 months, right?
3 months. So 3 months. Osaka Ben, but that was my Japanese though. I should get a Kansai Ben.
Do you think that there is a difference between Japanese style and American style?
American children, many years ago, they had children from all over the world draw a picture of their breakfast time when they're having breakfast in the morning. Most of the American children showed a picture of them with a smiley face with either a mother, father, or the whole family eating together. The Japanese child showed themselves, only them, eating morning breakfast. So mother's making their food, the father's already to work, and so shitoribochi. It was almost like the child was always by himself. Mentally, the Japanese are used to
what they call, not rhetoric, but the basics of language, mm-hmm. basics of Japanese, of social studies, of everything else, mm-hmm. of math and everything else. Mm-hmm. And so from when they're in yochen, from when they're a small yeah. child in kindergarten up to about junior high school, uh-huh. they're probably number one, number two in the world as far as brains. Mm-hmm. When they get into high school, it goes downhill from there. Mm-hmm. And so when you're a junior high, third grade student in junior high,
yeah.
you know 880 kanjis, you know hiragana, katakana, mm-hmm. you know all the phrases, you know all the words because you're studying very hard.
Yeah.
From there, as you get into high school, if you get into a high school, you only have to pass a test to get into college.
Yeah.
But once you pass it, 4 years, you just...
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. Okay. So there you go. No. I think it's opposite with America in that you have to try harder. You have to do this much to get out of junior high, to get out of high school, to get out of college. And so it's slower at the beginning, but in the end, the result is better because you become a thinker.
Yeah.
So just a, you know, a listener, right?
So interesting. Wow. That's a good point.
Participate more in yeah. the process.
Uh-huh.
I went to Kyoto University for 6 months. Uh-huh. I studied there as well. And,
what did you study with?
Ceramics.
Hey.
I studied heat.
Heat. Uh-huh.
Tetsu.
Yeah.
As tetsu and ceramic, which is like that, and I use those same basic things in the body exercising.
What? Yeah.
Great.
Is your same area?
Yeah, same area. But he's a specialist. I'm just one somebody who's interested in. So I studied 6 months. But yes, about the same. Yeah, very nice. We're
similar. College mate.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Let's do something. Okay.
All right. Wow. Well,
just got a new job opportunity.
Yes. And you can beer. All you can drink beer.
Beer and sushi. Yay.
Yes. His office.
Okay, I got your business card. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you very much for sharing a lot of very interesting stories. So, okay, time is running out. So, one more question, last question. So, you know, this podcast is mainly for people from different countries who are interested in Japan or living in Japan, work in Japan.
Yeah.
So, what do you think is the key getting successful in Japan?
A few things. First, I would, because it's not my country, or anybody who goes to a different country, you should learn their customs and their culture.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people come in and say, well, they always treat me bad. I say, wait a minute, that's their culture.
Mm-hmm.
So learn their culture. I actually, 2 years ago, I received the Japanese Culture Award from the Emperor of Japan. So I understand culture a lot. And so one thing is to learn the culture of that land. And so I like Japan. I've always liked Japan. And so I take my shoes off. You know, I bow the right way.
Yeah.
I try to take a business card with two hands and things like that. So I try to remember all that. And then I, like with the Ichifuji Nitagasa, I learn a lot of things that most Japanese are forgetting, too.
Yeah.
And second thing is to make good connections. Japan is big on business cards. And so I go through probably 5,000 business cards every year. And so I make new connections all over the place.
Yeah.
And when I get a connection, if it's something that looks like we're going to be able to work together, I take a business card and I write on the back when I met them, why I met them.
Wow.
So everywhere I go, it becomes a business opportunity.
Yeah.
So because of that, even though I have a small face, it's very hiroi. Hiroi.
Yeah.
So I got a very wide face, as they say in Japanese.
Yeah.
I have many connections. And so I don't have I'm not in an agency, anything like that. I'm working with people who have agencies, but they want to do business in Osaka, so they contact me.
Yeah.
And so I've been very lucky in that sense. So if I want to write a book, I have people who can help me print it already.
Yeah.
I have people who can set up websites for me.
Yeah.
If I want to be a comedian, Yoshimoto, Shigi, I'm directly connected to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just connections and making good connections.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you being a good person, showing up on time. Like today, I came here 30 minutes early. I ate a great lunch, hamburger, and Hard Rock.
Yep.
I love Hard Rock. It's American food, so I like it. And so I came here early. I ate the sandwich, and then I was waiting. You know, and so. Konnichiwa, 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 Japan. regardless of what's happening in the world or whatever else, if you're positive, something positive is going to happen. So that's it in a nutshell. If you want to talk about it more, we go 2 more hours.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to hear more, though. Okay, the very last question.
Okay. That was the last question.
I gave you a homework. Do you remember?
I don't remember. What was the homework?
Please give me one Godzilla joke.
I don't know any Japanese. You said that because I'm in Japan and we sing the Japanese jokes.
Yeah, Japanese jokes.
So okay. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Japan has a play on words. Most words sound alike. And so anything like lucky cookie, haguki is very good. And, I mean, it's very simple, but if you use it in good timing, all the Japanese people will laugh, even though it's old.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And then I just say, for instance, English, honma kaina so kaina e kaiwa. Something like that. Or,
good timing.
Yeah, good timing.
Yeah.
Timing is important.
Yes.
So, sankyu, yonkyu, onigiri kyu, toka.
Onigiri
kyu? Kasi atta onigiri kyu atta, shiran.
You
said,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
Wow, all right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
great being here.
Thank you very much for sharing a very, very funny and interesting stories. And so if you have any promotion or something, SNS, whatever.
Personally, I'm writing a book on my life story right now. People think I'm kind of cocky, but actually people wanted me to write it. I've written songs. I've only been a songwriter for only a number of years, but I have 7 songs that Starbucks picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Sly and Robbie, who are famous in Jamaica, next to Bob Marley, they're the most famous Jamaicans.
Yeah.
They're singing 3 of my songs.
Wow.
I have 1 song in the Philippines right now, sung by a diva named Jaya.
Mm.
And I deal with Ueda Masaki, and I deal with Stardust Review. I was with Dori Kam a little while ago.
Wow.
And Crystal K.
Wow, I love her.
So, I'm doing a lot of things, but my book will come out next year. I was with...
In English or Japanese?
Both. English and Kansai Ben. And, so I'll say, how are you, young kid? And it'll just be like that. But I'm in both languages.
Uh-huh.
And then the music that I put out, I'm making my 3rd album right now. I'm actually recording in a place called Fame, which is a studio in Alabama where Aretha Franklin got started. When I write music, my CD always has my lyrics and the meaning of it in Japanese and also the pronunciation in the CD.
Yeah.
So it's actually an English tool as well. And so that's what's happening next year.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so, ということで, please check out his information and please look forward to his coming new book. All right, so Robert Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
323 people.
Wow. It's packed. Wow, thank you so much. That was very interesting. All right, so we will be going to the ending, but before that, let me introduce some event information of this week in Tokyo. So first, November 10th and 11th, Snowbank Pay It Forward. So this is held at Yoyogi Park, and in the event square at Yoyogi Park, snow will be tracked in and a slope with a rail down the middle for snowboarders constructed. The event apparently has the dual purposes of increasing interest in snowboarding and raising awareness of becoming a bone marrow donor. The event runs from 8:30 a.m. until 3:50 p.m. Closest stations are Harajuku Meiji Jingu Mae on the JR, Chiyoda and the Fukutoshin lines, and the Yoyogi Koen on the Chiyoda line. And the second, the Scott James exhibition, Nature's Candy. Although it is going on, it ends on November 10th. This Sunday, a solo exhibition of new works by American artist Todd James. The exhibition marks the artist's 3rd presentation at the gallery since his previous showing 3 years ago. Todd James is recognized as one of representative artists of the 80s and 90s street art scene in the United States. Having been involved in the New York graffiti scene since his mid-teens under the tag name Reeds, James has had a significant influence on the youth of his generation throughout the world as a symbol of driving force behind the underground culture of the time, collaborating with likes of the Beastie Boys, Iggy Pop, and Eminem. You guys should know I love hip-hop and I love street culture. So it will be end November 10th, so please don't miss it. And this sweet wasabi has been live recorded at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo, which is very, very nice restaurant, very fancy restaurant in Roppongi, which is one of the most international cities in Japan. Thank you very much, Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo! Yes, so sweet wasabi is live recorded every Tuesday at 2 p.m. for about 1 hour, and at the time, Hard Rock has lunch menu, which is very special, delicious, and reasonable. So I really recommend it. So please enjoy our live recording, podcast live recording with having lunch here. So this sweet wasabi has a Facebook, official Facebook page. So please go @ sweet wasabi podcast. And please be free to leave your comments, feedbacks, and recommendations for international guests. I always welcome you guys' responses. And I'm having PK Time, monthly world news talk show on November 24th, Saturday from 6:30 p.m. So please go website PK Time. And also please check out my SNS by Kilara Comedy, K-I-L-A-R-A. Comedy, Kilara Comedy. You can find more information about my upcoming shows and my private things, maybe. Divorce? Wait, I haven't get married yet. Alright, so guys, thank you very, very much for joining us and listening to my sweet wasabi podcast. So I hope you guys have great weekend. See you next week. Bye. Take care.